This is John Daly, and you're listening to the Daily News Minute on killradio.org. August 21st, 2007. Bush slashes health plan, leaves children behind. In another not-so-surprising move, the Bush administration has made a decision that would limit the health care coverage by thousands of children in middle-income families. On Friday, a letter was sent by administration officials that outlines new standards, which would make it much more difficult for states such as New York and California to extend their health care coverage. As mortgage disaster continues, number one home lender axes 500 jobs. Because of the mortgage disaster, Countrywide Financial Corp. had to lay off 500 jobs yesterday. Senator Levin tells Malachi to get out. After a three-day trip to Iraq and Jordan, Senator Carl Levin called for the Iraqi parliament to vote out the Malachi government if they're not able to create a political compromise with rival sections. For the last five straight years, America's average income has fallen. According to Citizens for Tax Justice, despite this fall, people with incomes of more than $1 million receive 62% of the savings from the reduced tax rates and long-term capital gains and dividends that President Bush signed into law in 2003. This has been John Daly reporting for the Daily News Minute on killradio.org.